So you're traveling this summer, are you? Perhaps you're thinking of travel insurance. You know, the sort of insurance that promises to pay the cost of your trip if something unexpected happens. If your trip is canceled or interrupted due to you being subpoenaed, required to serve on a jury, hijacked, or quarantined. Yes, that's real language from a real travel insurance policy. As a lawyer, I would never equate jury service with hijacking or the need for medical quarantine, but somebody did. I'm certain only in the sense that all are equally unlikely. I can say that reading travel insurance policy language like that and reading travel insurance policy cases more generally has given me pause. It's not that I think that travel insurance is a bad idea. It certainly serves a purpose and has saved many, I'm sure, from paying for trips that aren't taken for one reason or another. But after one reads multiple travel insurance cases, one recognizes that what appears to be very clear travel insurance policy language in the rush of the excitement about a trip really isn't so clear once that trip is canceled. Take the policy that promised protection for subpoena, jury service, hijacking, or quarantine. The traveler who'd taken out that policy was, in fact, called for jury duty and attempted to be excused from serving because of his trip. When he called the courthouse to find out whether or not he'd been excused, officials told him that they couldn't confirm anything. So he canceled his trip and made a claim based on the jury service provision of the travel insurance pact. Turns out that he had been excused, so the insurance company refused payment, arguing that the clause didn't apply. It took court action, but the would-be traveler finally got his money back. There's also the tale of the traveler who asked to be reimbursed for a trip to Ireland that had to be canceled due to weather. A court forced the insurance company to pay for the entire cost of the trip, even though the traveler had flown one leg of the journey before finding out that the entire trip had been affected. And then there's the man who took out travel insurance, knowing that his brother was sick. A court sided with the insurance company on that one. When the brother died, the insurance company didn't have to pay because the court found that the brother's illness was a pre-existing medical condition and the policy specifically excluded all pre-existing medical conditions, not just the traveler's. But there's another reason that reading travel insurance policy cases gives me pause. After going through multiple court decisions, one begins to connect up real travel troubles with travel insurance. After all, the cases focus only on those who have travel troubles, not those who sailed smoothly. One thing's clear: given the uncertainties of whether a travel insurance policy will actually pay off, the traveler might consider investigating the possibility of getting insurance on the travel insurance. I'm Amy Guida.